the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 1702 in volume 6. And this is dated on the 13th day of Tammuz in Tufshid Base, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing it with very beautiful titles. This is to one of the rabbis in Morocco, Sephardic rabbis. And the Rebbe, who is being very helpful, you know, Chabad created this whole network of schools and, you know, basically saved the Moroccan Jewry over there, that they were sort of losing them. So the Rebbe writes to this Eliyahu, and they call him Mirkadu ben Malcolm. That's sort of a Sephardic kind of a title, I guess. Shalom Avrochem. So the Rebbe says, I did receive your letter in a timely fashion, and I enjoyed to hear about your interest, your good interest in the institution Ole Yosef Yitzchok Lubavitch. And the Rebbe said, it's great, the holy merit of the founder on whose name these institutions are called, that is my father-in-law, the Rebbe with all the titles, who Tzadik Yisoid Olam, a Tzadik is the foundation of the world, to bring blessing and success to all those that participate in the holy work of these holy institutions. And he paraphrases the words Yosef, which was the name of the previous Rebbe. It says, Yosef hu amashbir l'chol ha'oretz. Yosef HaTzadik, paraphrasing from the Chumash, he would supply the food to all the land. That's the first name of the Rebbe, Yosef, Holy Yosef. Second name was Yitzchak. And paraphrasing the Pasuk, it says, Vayetze Yitzchak l'suach basod lifnois erev. It says, Yitzchak went out to pray in the field towards the evening. And the Rebbe explains, what does it mean, the evening? The evening means when it's dark. It's a time that the klippas, the shells, the other side, are strengthening themselves, God forbid. And they wish to, the opponents of Yiddishkeit, wish to darken the shine of the sun and the shield Hashem Elokim. And so at that point, Yitzchak goes out, Losuach Basoda. What does it mean, Losuach? As the Gemara says, it means prayer. Ein sicha loshen tefillah. Prayer, tefillah, can also mean Hatoifel klei cheres, meaning one who fixes and makes the earthenware from the sand of the earth. So in other words, you're taking the klei cheres, you're taking the earth and you're making it into vessels for Hashem. My hope and my prayer, my hope is that his merits is going to stand for eternity to all those that help in the holy activities. And I'm sure, very strongly certain, that your honor, Shlita, and all those who are under your shadow, though goes just as in the past, likewise now, especially for the coming days, will stretch out a supporting hand with the great potential and powers that Hashem, the blessed Yisala, has graced you, everyone who a leader in their community, in their kehila. And then he says, "Omar Malka Okartura." There's an expression that the king says he can uproot a mountain. King says, "Who's the Malka?" So the Gemara says, "Malki Rabbonon," that the kings are the rabbis. They're called the king, and they can uproot the mountain. What kind of mountain we're talking about? We're talking about a mountain that is raising itself to interfere between the Jewish people and their Father in Heaven. And the Rebbe says, in our days, because of our sins, in the time of this darkness of the exile, which is doubled and quadrupled, so then the Tzifoni, I think it's, Rebbe is paraphrasing it, because the north, this is North Africa, Morocco, I think that's why the Rebbe is paraphrasing over here from a verse of Yoel. The Eibishter says, in the verse it says, the Tzafoni, which is referencing the Yetzer Hara, Hashem says, I will remove him from you. So the Rebbe says that Tzifoni and Tzadikim, it says they appear to them the Yitzhar like a mountain, that like it's a hard, how were they able to overcome all this? So the Rebbe says that that's the Tzadik, the Malka, the Rabbonim, they can uproot, and with Hashem's help, let it be the will that very speedily in our days, the promise of the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem, just like water covers the sea. And eye to eye, you will see when Hashem will return back Zion through Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'meher Yemeinu Amen, B'bracha V'kavod. Until today, the Moroccan leadership attributes a lot of the revival and the remnants that were left over. Unfortunately, Jewish life and some of the leaders left all to Eretz Yisrael, and also in Eretz Yisrael itself, they sent them to places which weren't traditional, and a lot of them unfortunately were lost. But it is thanks to the work of the Rebbe and Chabad in Morocco, and then later on in Eretz Yisrael, that many of these beautiful souls and children were saved and remained devoted to Hashem.